Welcome to your College Days podcast, sponsored by the Ulaga Church of Christ. I'm Josh Ortiz from the Miami Church of Christ. Who has given you your mind? Who has given you the ability to think, to study, and to reason? It is the Almighty God. And because He has given you your mental abilities, you were able to become a new person in Christ. You see, before your conversion, your lost state was made known to you, and you decided to become a new person because you understood the initial steps of salvation. And every day you have the ability to make decisions worthy of your calling. Consider with me Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul teaches us to walk or live worthy of Christ. You see, living worthy means walking unified in attitude and doctrine and organization as we all follow the same leader, Jesus Christ. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, Paul deals with the root of our actions. Just like in our conversion, living worthy begins in the mind. Let me just read for you Ephesians 4, 17 through 24. And notice how much Paul emphasizes the workings of the mind. He says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you shall no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of their ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness." In verses 17 through 19, God commands that every Christian put away the old person. In verse 17, he says, "I testify in or with the Lord." In other words, he is saying, "As God is my witness, here is the truth of the matter. Don't walk like the rest of the Gentiles, or in this particular context, the non-Christians, don't think and act like them anymore." Why not? "Because they have an emptiness of mind. Their understanding is darkened. Their ignorance separates them from the life of God. Their heart or mind is blind." Now, Paul is not saying that they are uneducated in all aspects of life. The Gentiles in the first century were smart people. They pursued after knowledge. They had schools just like we have today. The problem was they didn't possess the true knowledge of God. They didn't hold the knowledge that was able to save their souls. And that makes the knowledge they had meaningless. And in verse 19, their faulty thinking led them to committing sin. Their way of thinking led to, Paul says, being past feeling, meaning they had a callous attitude. Their thinking led them to lewdness, meaning gratifying their senses incorrectly. It led them to uncleanness, meaning impure living. It led them to uncleanness with greediness, meaning they couldn't get enough of their sinful pleasure. But we as Christians let go of that old lifestyle. In verses 20 through 24 of that chapter, God commands that every Christian walk as a new person. In verse 20, he says, "But you have not so learned Christ." You are completely different now. In verse 20, Paul is using the verb learned as something that happened in the past. He's referring to their conversion. When you were converted from the world to Christ, that did not mean you just added Sunday worship times to your schedule. You changed your life. You devoted yourself to the truth. In verse 23, Paul says, "Be renewed by the spirit of your mind." Now you couple that with 2 Corinthians 4:16. There Paul says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." Since this renewing is an ongoing process, day by day, and this renewing only happens when studying God's Word, then we must study God's Word day by day. As you are living in your college days, keep learning how to walk worthy of your calling. But not just for your sake. Think about the great opportunities that you have to help your classmates, to help even your teachers, your professors, learn Christ. And you know, it starts by demonstrating a Christ-like character. If you're in the Maima, Oklahoma area, we invite you to our worship services here at the Maima Church of Christ, located at 124 B Street Northwest. May God be with you.